or go online for a secure donation at kboo.fm. Click the donate button now.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Good evening. This is Mike Crenshaw, and you are listening to News from the Boo on KBOO Portland. 90.7 on the FM dial, KBOO.FM. We come to you, either myself or Delphine Crescenzo, as KBOO station co-managers every Wednesday afternoon from 5:45 to 6 p.m. And we talk about things related to the KBOO community, news from in and around KBOO. And today I have Dean O'Hara in News from the Boo, and he's going to talk to us about a couple of things happening in the community. There's a couple of events, Dean, that I wanted to ask you questions about, and I also wanted to ask you about the Red and Black Subculture Club, and specifically about Rock Against Fascism.
Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. So tell me, you've got two events coming up. The first one is the story of Skinhead. And I know KBOO is co-sponsoring these events. They're happening at Cider Riot. So can you tell me a little bit about that movie that you guys are going to be screening?
Well, that movie is a history of the skinhead subculture.
Okay.
And I know that most people, when they hear the word skinhead, they think of Nazis.
Okay.
And so first of all, I want to dispel that myth.
Right.
Because skinhead came when the Jamaican Rude Boys moved to London and met the mods. So it was like reggae and like mod rock got together. The style and the music meshed together, and it was anti-racist because that was one of the first times that ever happened in England. Huh. So skinhead is, first of all, anti-racist.
So how did, I'm gonna back up because you're dropping a couple terms based on subcultures that have existed historically, that currently exist. And not everybody listening might, you know, maybe everybody doesn't know what that means. So, you know, when I think mod, I think of the movie Quadrophenia.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay, so tell me, what is a mod?
Well, mods were all about style and music, really. Okay. You had groups like The Who, The Small Faces, The Animals. It was pre-hippie, kind of like they were into scooters, nice clothes, and rock and roll.
Okay, so that was like a working class youth movement subculture based on fashion and music, a social scene happening in England. Okay, and did it start in the 50s, the 60s?
It started like in the early 60s.
In the early 60s. Okay, and then you said, now the British Crown had an empire. They had colonies all over the world. One of those empires, one of the outposts of their empire was the West Indies, the Caribbean, and Jamaica was one of the islands that they had colonized. And so you're saying that these migrant families from Jamaica were moving into England.
Yes.
And they brought their culture with them, the Rude Boy culture. Can you explain a little bit about what the Rude Boy culture is?
Well, the Rude Boy culture was really like, it was based on ska, rocksteady, early reggae.
So you're talking about genres of reggae music, genres of music that were created in the Caribbean and Jamaica specifically. And so they brought that to England and mixed with the mods, and that was the birth of skinhead culture.
Yeah.
So it was a multiracial thing.
It was a multiracial thing when it wasn't that common for those things to happen back then in England.
So this movie that you're showing, the story of skinhead, was put together by Don Letts, who's a legend in the ska scene. In the skinhead reggae scene.
And in the punk scene, yeah.
In the punk scene. He was in a band. What was it? Was it the Specials?
He wasn't in the Specials. He was in I forget. He had a band with one of the members of the Clash. Okay. Afterwards.
Okay. Well, pardon me, Don Letts, I think his last name is L-E-T-T-S. And I can't recall the band he's in, so please forgive me if you're somebody that is really passionate about the information. I don't want to mislead the listeners. And the movie is showing at Cider Riot. When is that movie showing?
That's showing on Friday.
Okay. And why is it important? What time is that showing?
It starts at 6:30, but the movie starts around 8:15, We're going to spin like some music before that and after that.
So you're going to be spinning music from the genres of music that we've been talking about?
Yeah, like skinhead reggae, ska, rocksteady, anti-fascist oi.
Anti-fascist oi. And what is oi music?
Oi is like a mix of like punk rock and pub rock, kind of like garage rock and punk rock.
So it's a harder sounding rock music.
Yeah.
That came out of England during the punk movement in the 70s?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be a fun night. Now, you said anti-fascist. We're talking about so many different complexities that are wrapped up in the subculture, and where does the anti-fascism come in?
Well, anti-fascism is the goal. Anti-fascism is what we're about. In my opinion, like, all social, there's been a lot of social change has come from subcultures, from street level music and grassroots movements, and we want to highlight that because we think that that's where a lot of social change comes. You're not just working, you have to be able to socialize and educate yourself,
right? And the cultural expression and the music and the activity of people coming together and having a good time creates camaraderie and bonds and friendships. And I think that what happens in a lot of movements is people get burnt out because the movements aren't actually rooted in friendship and family and relationships. And I forget who the famous person is that said this quote that gets tossed around. It's this adage, it's almost a cliche, but we hear it repeated a lot, and it says that if I can't dance in your revolution, then I don't want to be part of it.
That was Emma Goldman.
Emma Goldman said that, right?
Yeah.
And so that's an important thing to recognize when we come together. So the Red and Black Subcultural Club is about all these things we've been talking about, and you guys are sponsoring this event, correct?
We are putting on this event.
Okay.
And also I want to mention that we're having like a winter clothing drive for the Portland Assembly's Monta Villa winter shelter.
Okay.
So we're trying to have fun, educate people, and help out the community at the same time.
Okay, and now you've got another event happening at Cider Riot, and that one is called Rock Against Fascism. So what can you tell me about the date, the time, what's going to be happening at that event?
Well, that's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to have, we have a great lineup, which includes yourself.
Right.
And also the band All Worked Up, Chartbusters, which are both OI bands, Empire Justice, which is kind of OI core, hardcore punk, mm-hmm. and OI mixed together. And we have Glenn Waco, also a hip hop artist.
One of the dopest MCs in the United States, actually, in my opinion, is Glenn Waco. He's of a younger generation than me, so I'm happy to be representing with the younger generation that's coming up and doing it correctly. A lot of consciousness in his music and history of activism in the city as far as being part of Black Lives Matter and Don't Shoot PDX and always on the front lines. So that's going to be, what's the date on that Rock Against Fascism show?
That's January 20th.
January 20th, and that's going to be...
And it's a fundraiser for the International Anti-Fascist Defense Fund.
International Anti-Fascist Defense Fund.
And we're also having the DJs come up from Oakland,
okay,
left of the dial. So it should be a really fun event. It's about getting people together, raise money, educate each other, and have a good time.
And that's going to be at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Cooch Street, right off of 8th and Burnside, a block away from 8th and Burnside, two blocks away from KBOO, as a matter of fact. Now, you said, let's talk a little bit more about this OI music and this OI core thing. Now, what's the difference between OI music, like the Chartbusters, and hardcore punk?
Well, hardcore is faster. OI is a little more sing-songy, kind of, you know, more in touch with the old rock and roll kind of garage punk kind of roots.
So there's going to be a lot of anthemistic songs.
Yeah.
When you listen to OI, maybe even some call and response.
Yeah.
Choruses a little bit slower, and then you're going to hear some more fast, hard and fast music when you listen to hardcore punk. Is there going to be stage diving? Is there going to be a pit? Are people going to be thrashing and moshing?
Well,
and
I don't think
dancing?
There's a stage at Cider Riot.
Well, are people going to be able to crowd surf?
Well, I don't know if they're going to be. If someone lifts that up, that happens sometimes.
Is it going to be fun?
It's going to be lit, yeah.
Hey, so here's a question for you, for the people that might not know. RASH. What does RASH stand for?
Okay, RASH stands for Red and Anarchist Skinheads.
Red and Anarchist. Okay, so I'm seeing some, there's a through line here. There's some consistency. You got the Red and Black Subculture Club, and you've got Red and Anarchist Skinheads. What is the significance of the colors when we say red?
Well, red means it's the color of like communism and socialism.
Okay,
and, and socialism is about, in my opinion, and communism and anarchy is in that vein, is about helping each other out, making a system where everybody, no one's lacking. It's about social justice and solidarity.
So when I look at social media, I see people who call themselves anarchists and people who call themselves communists and people who call themselves socialists. I see them all fighting and arguing on Threads. So what you're telling me is that there are some commonalities between these three different political ideologies?
It's about emancipatory politics. We want a world where we can be free.
Okay.
And that's what we're, I mean, we don't really get involved in that infighting stuff. We're not about that.
We're not sectarian.
We're not a sectarian activist group. We're about bringing people together.
All right. And so these cultural events are a way to bring people together.
Yes.
All right. Once again, when is the story of Skinhead? When is that showing?
That's showing December 1st, 6:30 at Cider Riot.
Okay.
And Friday.
Friday, this coming Friday. And when is Rock Against Fascism?
That is January 20th.
Thank you for coming down, Dean O'Hara. Cider Riot is at 807 Northeast Cooch Street. And if people want to find out more about your organization, is there some place that they can go online to do that?
Yeah, just look at, on Facebook, look for the Red and Black Subculture page. It's like both the page right now for Red and Black Subculture Club and RASH.
Right on.
RASH Northwest.
Have a good day, Dean.
Thank you.
Everywhere there are prisoners of love who will set them free. Hear their voices cry out. No one can ever hear them now. Everywhere the walls look the same. No light in the street. Children smile, playing games. When a hard life might let them fall. Pain is still singing our song. Sprung from our ancestors' cry.
Les gens se couchent avec le jour, la nuit née déserte. Les réverbères lèchent les cloches vêtues de froid que la faim a tenu en alerte. La rue ne rit plus que dans les yeux des gosses qui la hantent comme la honte quand un hôte à ses pieds fuit enfin le malheur et sa vie trop pleine de fausses notes. Sur le terrain la peur gagne, peur de tout, de rien, de ne pas avoir assez de bien. La peur de ne pas donner assez de coups, la peur de finir moins haut que le voisin. Danse, les liens de l'âme dansent, le cœur pourri craint, serein et laisse dans ce silence qui glace le dos où souffrance et jouissance sont jumeaux. Y'a trop de pression dehors, on sort chacun dans son scaphandre, ouais.
Et parler pour quoi faire quand y a les mains pour se comprendre, ouais. Le crime devient passe-temps. Dans la nasse on se débat souvent, mais la chance trace, pas le temps. Et on tombe de guerre lasse, souvent. Mais la ruelle demeure, c'est le veilleur des temps innommables. Seconde après seconde, heure par heure, sa voix dure comme fer, narre la grise fable. Une seule histoire sans fin, une boucle séculaire, un mauvais air. À peine 8 heures, les gens se couchent, seule la rue erre.
Maybe you can feel what my heart believes. You and I can make our own heaven.
Listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock, and next is Keeping It Real. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the When Rome Burns benefit show for Red Lodge Transition Services on Thursday, November 30th at 8 p.m. at Mississippi Pizza Pub in Portland. Red Lodge Transition Services is a Native American-led organization that provides culturally focused programs for women releasing